Let's take a moment to talk about sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
Boy, it's getting even nastier in the A-League, Warwick. Criticism of the FFA coming on even more fronts. More calls for boycotts of games. What's going
on? Oh, look, Fran, look, it really is nasty. Sydney FC supporters who make up a little group, or a hard, big group actually, called the Coves, they're threatening to boycott tomorrow's game against Newcastle, and that's really caused a lot of rancour, particularly Graham Arnold, the coach of Sydney FC. He says we're now facing, or the sport is now facing, the biggest crisis the A-League has ever known, and that's been echoed around the country by Eugene Galekovic and Adelaide and Perth Glory officials. And then the Melbourne Victory chairman, Anthony De Petro, he's had a huge crack at the FFA for saying, well, he says that they've allowed a culture of mediocrity, and also the big one here for not backing the supporters, who he called the lifeblood of the club. And now this all arises, of course, of that touch paper issue of misbehaving fans being banned from games. It absolutely exploded with the publication of those 198 names of people barred from attending games. Supporters had already showed their anger last week by walking out on games, and then the FFA faltered on whether those banned people had a right of appeal. No, yes, well, yes, only if you can prove your innocence. And now, as we've said, supporters of at least three clubs, and big clubs they are too, the Western Sydney Wanderers, Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC, if they start boycotting games, Fran, the renegotiations of the television rights deal are not going to go very well. No one's going to offer money if no one's watching the game.
No, they need a special envoy in there quickly, don't they, to try and calm this down. We'll come up with a name at 7:30. In cricket, meanwhile, just briefly, it's not just the men's Big Bash that's going to feature the big names this summer.
No, look, they launched the inaugural Women's Big Bash yesterday, and English fast bowler Kate Cross is going to be playing. England captain Charlotte Edwards and wicketkeeper batsman Sarah Taylor, she's going to be playing for the Adelaide side. She's in great form. She's already helped South Australia to victory in the one-day competition. And look, the fellas competition will also be replete with some big names, especially from the West Indies, which makes the West Indies' job against Australia in the three-test series and the series itself watchable. Well, a lot less watchable, you'd have to say, Fran.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Warwick, talk to you again at 7:30. Come up with that special envoy idea.
I will find one, Fran, don't worry.
Terrific. Thanks, Warwick Hadfield.